Oh. Smashed away, the Scorchers are home. Packed out crowd, a fifth title. It's perfect for Perth. The Scorchers win the Big Bash yet again.
For the fifth time, it was unbelievable. It was the most enthralling T20 domestic game I think I've ever seen in my life. What a way to finish a fantastic Big Bash season. That was the audio on Fox Sports. Howie nailing the moment when Nick Hobson squeezed one and for four runs, a full toss from Michael Nisa after the six beforehand. It was over. It was curtains. It was unbelievable drama. Mark Wall was watching it all unfold live, and I want to have a chat to him about it. Mark, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, certainly was exciting. Great finish.
It was. I've watched a lot of cricket, probably not as much as you, Mark, through the journey, T20 domestic comps as well. But I couldn't believe how excited I was to watch a game with two teams I don't really care about.
Yeah, it was the perfect finish, really. I mean, the crowd was amazing. There was over 53,000 people there, so that certainly helped the occasion. Great atmosphere. It's a magnificent stadium, Optus Stadium. And then the two teams, well, we thought it was going to be one-sided final, but it turned out anything but. It was really seesawing match throughout the 40 overs. You couldn't really work out who was going to win the title. And just, two guys who, unsung heroes, really, Hobson and Connolly, who we hadn't seen much of at all, come out and smacked it to all parts to get the Scorchers over the line. Amazing finish.
So that was the thing, and you guys mentioned it in the coverage, that Hobson and Connolly, after Turner went out and Inglis went out, Hobson and Connolly hadn't batted very much at all in the previous five or six games, so you couldn't possibly have any confidence that they could get that job done.
No, they were just unseen, weren't they? But obviously behind the scenes, look, we've seen a bit from Hobson. He's smacked a few sixes throughout the tournament. He hit Nathan Lyon, I think, a couple of times into the grandstand in Sydney. But Connolly, we obviously didn't know much about ourselves, but obviously the players had a fair bit of confidence in him the way they were talking after the match. But when Turner and Inglis both got out, you know, within about six balls, I thought the Heat were going to win the game then. And they probably, just with the ball, they just didn't quite nail it. Their Yorkers, there's a lot of full tosses, and they dropped a catch. Brown dropped a catch down on the boundary. That was a real turning point. If he caught that, I think the Heat might have snuck home. But you've got to take your chances when they come. And under pressure that, Hobson and Connolly just nailed it with some great power hitting. You can't beat power hitting in T20 cricket. If you've got guys down the order who can hit boundaries at will, you almost inevitably win games. And that was the story, the power hitting of Connolly and Hobson.
What does it say about this Cooper Connolly fellow? Australian under-19 captain, walks into a Big Bash final, hometown, stadium heaving, game on the line, he goes out and does that. What does that show about his temperament?
Well, it shows you he's got a lot of ability to start with, and his temperament obviously is really good. Sometimes the younger you are, the less pressure you feel. It's just you just go out there and play. It's more when you've had experience and got a bit of baggage in your way when you go out to play that sometimes you feel the pressure. But when you're so young, I think it's a definite advantage. But he looks very skillful. Obviously, he's bowling. We didn't see a lot of his bowling given the circumstances, but he bowls decent spin as well. He's a good fieldsman, and he can hit the ball with power. That's the way they're brought up, the era these days. They're brought up to power hit. You know, they can all do it. So, yeah, he looks a talent, so it's just a matter of him converting, you know, that start into, you know, a bit more down the track.
So the 18th over from James Bazley was the kicker. That was the one that really opened the game up for the Scorchers. It's when Connolly went berserk, hitting 18 off the over. It left two overs left with Nisa and Johnson having one each to bowl. What order would you have gone with?
No, that's probably right. I probably would have went with Johnson before Nisa, because I think Johnson's actually been their best bowler under pressure. Another guy we hadn't seen much of till 2 weeks ago. So he's been really good. Unfortunately, Bazley, he's your weakness there, and the batsman identified that. So well done to Connolly and Hobson of nailing Bazley, because he's only a medium pacer, Bazley, and more of a part-timer. So, you know, unfortunately, Jimmy Pearson, it looked a bit rushed too for Jimmy Pearson at the end, because he was running up, being the keeper, running up to the bowler every second delivery, which is not ideal. So they probably lacked a little bit of calmness under pressure, the Heat, which can easily happen in T20 format. So I think he pretty much got the bowlers right, but they just didn't execute the balls that they wanted to. So, yeah, you can't really blame the captain on that one. So just a lack of execution under pressure costs them.
And with some great batting by the Heat as well. We shouldn't forget that. Nathan McSweeney batted well. Maxie Bryant came in and went bang to really set the game alight and set up a great total to chase. And then Ashton Turner, the skipper of the Perth Scorchers, played an unbelievable innings. Do we need to see him more in national colours in that format?
Yeah, well, he's played before, but he's just had injuries, and when he has played, he hasn't quite nailed. He's got a lot of ducks when he's played, actually, but he's a super player. He's got ice in his veins, Ashton Turner. He's just a great player under pressure, really good leader. And, you know, he could easily captain Australia T20 team. There's no doubt about it. You know, with Finch probably just about gone, I think Turner is someone you would look at who could captain the team. He's a great fieldsman. He bowls a bit of part-time spin. And he's just a clean hitter. So someone had to stand up under pressure because it was a pretty good score the Heat put on the board first. Yeah. They haven't batted particularly well at all during the season, the Heat, but they all sort of chipped in along the way. And Max Bryan, who is a real good striker of the ball, but a bit of an underachiever at the top of the order, his 30-odd, you know, sort of boosted that total from 160 to 170-odd. So it was a good score. It wasn't a great score, but it was a good score under pressure in a final. So not quite enough, but, you know, Turner's one to certainly, you know, I think, could easily play for Australia again.
It was a magnificent final. It was brilliant stuff. Couldn't get enough of it. We're going to have a chat to Alistair Dobson from the BBL later on. You're off to India for the Test Series. Yeah. You've been called in to do some work over there, which is magnificent. Yeah. Josh Hazlewood's out.
Yeah, it's a bit of a blow. Yeah, I'm off tomorrow to India for the first test in Nagpur, so not sure what surface they're going to produce the locals for the test match. You'd imagine it's going to be dry and pretty flat. So Hazlewood's out. Stark's obviously not playing. So there's a couple of big outs for Australia. That means Scotty Boland, the Victorian. So you guys will be happy down there. I think he'll come in for sure. Scotty Boland, and he'll bowl well too, don't worry. You know, he bowls well under any conditions, and a sort of flat pitch doesn't worry him because he's been doing that at the MCG for most of his first-class career. So he'll come in, and I guess the other injury concern is Cameron Green. They say he's not going to bowl. Whether they pick him to bat, I don't know. That's sort of affects the balance of the bowling attack a bit as well, that one with Cameron Green. But whether they might, you know, Peter Hanscom might be a chance of playing, you know. He might be a chance of batting at number six for Cameron Green, because I don't think with Renshaw, if they play Renshaw, that leaves five out of the top seven as left-handers, and that's probably not ideal, you know, against someone like an Ashwin or a Jadeja who's bowling into the rough to the left-handers. So they might want to mix it up a bit there if Green doesn't come up. So a few concerns for Australia. I mean, India have got a few concerns of their own. I just read that Shreyas Iyer is out as well for their batting in the middle order. He won't be playing. And obviously, Rishabh Pant and Bumrah out. So it's going to be interesting to see who takes the field on Thursday.
Can't wait for it. Can't wait to listen to you doing your magnificent work in the commentary box, Mark. We appreciate your time. Go get them.
Good on you, mate. See ya.
Mark Waugh with us, getting ready to take off to India for the Test Series, which is big business. It's going to be great fun to watch. 3 p.m. The first test starts on Thursday. It's going to be great.